overwhelmed. That is the word that I hear more often than not when I am talking to creatives who are entering into the digital space, trying to build online income, spread their messages online, whatever it may be. Listen, the tools available to us are such a gift. There are so many different ways to connect with people. There's so many different ways to spread your message. There's so many different ways that we can deliver our offerings. Sounds super creepy, but it's true. That it can just lead to a ton of overwhelm, because when everything is at your fingertips, what do you choose?
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice, and make an impact in this world.
My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. This show is for ambitious creatives who are wanting to use the online space not only share their work, make a living, but also make the kind of impact in this world they know that they're called to make. Today, we're going to be talking about simplifying your online business. Three things that I am regularly, that is the hardest word in the world, revisiting in my own life when I start to feel overwhelm creep in. Before we get started, if there is someone in your life who you know needs to hear this, if you're listening via podcast, you can just take a screenshot and share it with them over the DMs. I greatly appreciate that. We're trying to really help unconventional leaders use their voice online, because we need to make this online place a little more human. Can we say praise Jesus in the back? Let's go ahead and get started. So three things that I return to over and over again when I start to feel overwhelmed online. Number one, I look at all of the voices that I'm listening to. There's so many voices. There's so many people who have strong conviction that their way is the right way. You need to be on this platform if you are serious about your business. You need this kind of funnel if you really want to be successful. Well, if you knew what was right, you would have this kind of structure in your business and have these kind of offerings and have this kind of team. What do you do, right? Do we just listen to every single human who has a strong opinion? No. And it's not because they're not valid in their experience, but we have to understand that there's so many different experiences in this space. And there is no one size fits all, right? And I hope that's super relieving to you, because it's not that you're missing the boat and you need to do all the things. The game is figuring out what lane is right for you, right? So we got to look at the source. We've got to look at the source. Do you want to have that kind of business? It's a great question to ask yourself. Do I want to live that kind of lifestyle? Do I have the same values as the person that I'm following and listening to? These are all very important things to ask yourself before you just jump on the bandwagon and follow some strategy because somebody on Clubhouse told you to. This has been proven to me over and over again while podcasting, because I have interviewed millionaires who are doing all the things and all over the place and all over social and doing all these different funnels and digital products and all this, and they are so certain that this is the way to do it. Then I've interviewed other millionaires, same boat, and they have an email list and they have just fewer clients and you wouldn't even know they existed because they're not online, right? So there's like opposite extremes and it works. Why? Because somebody stayed the course on one specific strategy and didn't veer right and left all the time. I think there's a lot of fear because we're afraid of missing out. Honestly, there's a lack of discipline in this space, because when you can do everything, what do you do? And we don't stick to things long enough to see if it will play out. Fitness is a great example of this, because you have people in your life where you try one thing and you don't give it space and time. You're like, well, that don't work. And then you go to something else, you're like, well, that don't work. And so you're jumping from program to program, diet to diet, and none of it works. You know why? It's not the program's fault. It's the implementation or lack thereof that we haven't been faithful with what's been given to us. We haven't been focused. We haven't seen things through. You know, up in the Bible, they'd be talking about seed time and harvest. Can we go there? I don't even care if you don't like Jesus or not. This is some truth. He plants a seed in the ground. Guess what happens? That seed's there. It's there for a good long minute. But it takes nurturing. It takes water. It takes growth before a little thingy comes out of the ground. Those are called buds. Something. It's a little green plant. And then it grows, right? But what happens if we're planting all these seeds and we're walking off and not watering them and they're dying in the ground? Okay. So what this looks like practically is when I am, in this overwhelmed state, I look at all the input that I'm bringing in and really start narrowing down and be like, okay, Heather, remember, this is the program you're following. Remember, these are the few voices that you're listening to. And refocusing where I'm heading and making sure that I'm not just jumping ship, all the time because I have FOMO, because I have insecurity, because I'm not trusting that there is something in charge and leading me and guiding me through. And am I taking time to stop and listen and hear that yes, hear that no? And just because something might sound good, am I making space to be like, is this for me right now? Yes or no? Right? It's a spiritual game, y'all. It's a spiritual game. People say, oh, it's not. Okay, but it is. At least I don't know how to do it without it. Amen in the back, preaching. Okay, let's go on to the next one. So we talked about simplifying your strategy, limiting your voices, even if that means unsubscribing from podcasts, unsubscribing from emails, all that stuff, even for a time being. So you're really, really focused on your game, your lane, what you're called to. So there's that. Simplifying the customer journey. That's another thing that I look at a lot, because it's especially with all the different platforms and all the different ways to communicate with the people that you're trying to reach. This is somebody else's. I think it was Haley Buckman, maybe, I don't know. Talked about bridges and how a lot of times we build half a bridge over here, we build a quarter bridge over here, and we don't stick with something long enough to build a full bridge. And I see that a lot with like customer journeys and the temptation to spread yourself so thin and not really have a clear direction for the people that you're gathering. So this is a question that I ask myself often, and I just wanted to share it with you, is when you're thinking about the customer journey, Timothy finds you on Instagram. What does Timothy do after that? I mean, hopefully he'd be liking that latest picture of you looking cute. But after that, what's Timothy do? So let's ask ourselves the question, and then what? Well, after he likes my cute photo, maybe Timothy will go to my bio and he'll see that I have a free PDF on how to look cute in photos. Because you know that's a good PDF. I would opt in to that. That's a good idea. Somebody steal it, go ahead and make $1 million, then throw your girl about $10 because that was a $10 idea. So, and what now? Timothy goes to your profile, opts into your PDF. And then what? Then he gets an email and another email. And then maybe he goes to your YouTube channel. And then what? Well, YouTube channel will lead you to my private group, whatever. You see what I'm saying? So you're constantly asking yourself, and then what? So we're leading people down somewhere intentionally with the goal of either, you know, making a sale, getting a donation for your nonprofit, hearing your awesome music on Spotify and hitting that follow button, whatever that desired end goal is, which I would challenge even to think after that, because building raving fans is important and all that. But that's another video, okay? But always asking yourself, and then what, and then what? That's going to help kind of keep you focused on one thing and make sure that you're actually building out those bridges like Haley talks about, and not just, you know, half creating things and getting overwhelmed. So take a deep breath, close your eyes, think through Timothy coming to here, and then what? And then what? And then what? Before you expand and move on. So we talked about simplifying your strategy, all the voices that you're listening to, following through, giving things time. We talked about simplifying the customer journey and really thinking through, and then what, and then what, and then what. So we're not all over the place. And lastly, I wanted to talk about simplifying our offerings, simplifying your offerings until I think you're at a certain place in your business where you really know what works well and your offerings are an extension of what you've been doing, and you really understand who you're serving, how you're serving them, and it's a natural extension of that and then what part. I see a lot of new business owners going out and just creating products. And I think there's an avoidance there. Let's go ahead and go there. Easy for us as creatives to create more things. It's more difficult sometimes to get our stuff in front of people and actually sell things, right? So if you are overwhelmed with all your offerings, if you're kind of confused with your offerings, so is the person that you're serving, right? So we've really got to focus in on creating, you know, one to two, just a very few offerings that make total sense, and really making sure that we deliver and sell and validate our ideas through dollars, validation through dollars. But that's another video again, before we expand and honestly avoid, you know, the issues that we may be having in our model, in our offering, in who we think our target audience is, all of those things. And so get very, very clear on what your offering is and do really, really well at that before expanding. Because again, that could just be a distraction from making sure that we're doing what we want to be doing. A distraction from making sure that our models are solid and that our offerings are solid and that it's actually solving problems and hitting the pain points that we want to hit. The main point of this is I want you to understand there is no one size fits all. Obviously, we can't do all the things. Understand that there is a thing underneath the thing. We talk about that a lot. A lot of times we think it's, you know, we're afraid to, you know, not be everywhere all the time. Sometimes we're afraid to not listen to this voice over here because it sounds so logical. We're afraid of all these things, but really there's a thing underneath the thing. What do I mean by that? It's not so much all the strategy and all of the overwhelm and all of that that's the issue. A lot of times it's a deep-rooted fear that we won't make it, right? That all this work will be for nothing, that we'll miss out on something, that people won't take us seriously, that people will judge us if we stick to our lane and do things a little unconventional outside of the box but feel right to us. There's usually a thing underneath the thing. And so all the overwhelm, all the stress, the strategy and all that, let's get down to the deep-rooted issue and get quiet with ourselves and really ask ourselves, what is it that I'm really afraid of? Why do I jump ship so much and not play things out? Why am I spending so much money on courses and coaches and abandoning ship all the time? What's really the issue? Now, I know that was pretty heavy for today. Listen, I'm in your corner. I just want to invite you to take a few minutes, really sit with yourself, reflect, listen to that still small voice that is calling you, that is leading you. Trust it. It's not going to lead you in the wrong direction. If you're not subscribed, please do so yet. If you're an ambitious creative and this resonated with you at all, listen, I love you so much. I'm in your corner. If there's anything I can do to serve you, just reach out and we'll see you next time.